It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. One of the big things I want to do is I want to shout out Maya. Maya is a student of mine, and if you didn't realize, recently on social media, I posted about her because she DM'd me, and Maya said, hi, Abu, I did an interview with CNBC and plugged your program. I hope you see many sales from it. PYO really changed my life. And I loved Maya's message for a million different reasons. So Maya, one of my past students, was recently featured on CNBC. And they interviewed her, and she talked about how she makes $350,000 a year selling jewelry. And one of the things she did was she plugged the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. And as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as an individual that's building a company, the best way you could support us is by, one, buying from us. But the second best way you could support us is by sharing. Is by sharing what we do, sharing our content, reposting our content, right? Sharing it to friends, to family, to community, job posting boards, sharing it everywhere that you can. The third best thing you could do is that you could make sure you remember us. And so that's what Maya did, right? She didn't have to mention that she took my program. She could have just said, hey, I made $350,000 a year. Now, Maya is not the person in my program that's made the most amount of money. I have people that have made millions of dollars. I've had someone who made $1 million in a month, right? That's taken my Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator, right? But again, the most important thing is, you know, the things that we appreciate as a business owner outside of buying and supporting, outside of supporting, is remembering us, right? And those are the three biggest things. So Maya did all three of those things, right? She gave us a shout out. She remembered me. She reached out to me. She told me about this opportunity she had. I was super proud of her for building a business of $350,000 a year selling jewelry. That's absolutely amazing. And so, in my marketing accelerator, I teach business owners how to market and monetize their business, how to sell products, how to sell services, how to get in front of their audience no matter what part of the world that they're in. And I think that's really, really important, right? It's really important. And if you are interested, you could go to learn.poweryourlaunch.com, look at the show notes, click the link in the bio on Instagram, and learn more about that. But I loved Maya's message, and I reposted it. It was just a really great conversation. We started DMing and just trying to figure out where she's going with it this year. And I truly believe that she could run a $1 million company. I truly believe that. I truly believe she could hit $1 million in her business. because where she started to where she's at now, a lot of the hours that she had to put in to get there, I think it's absolutely amazing, right? I think it's absolutely amazing. So shout out to Maya for, you know, really thinking of me and thinking about me and reaching back out, because I thought it was really awesome. And some of you are tuning in right now. Some of you are following me because, you know, you saw that video. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. The CNBC Make It. Search Maya Jewelry. I'll probably hyperlink it in a show note somewhere. Check it out. Support her. Buy some jewelry. Yes, support her. Okay, so let me jump into some questions that people have been asking me. So there's one thing that I really want to touch upon. I remember I was seeing this tweet on social media, and the tweet by a guy named Cody Plofker. I think that's his last name, Plofker. And so what he had said on social media, he said, you know, a high CAC, right, is expensive. Not acquiring new customers is even more expensive. So let me just break this down for you. So what we're talking about is customer acquisition, right? When we decide that we want to do marketing, when we decide that we want to be in business, we want to make sales, or we want to acquire leads, there's this thing called CAC, customer acquisition cost. C, customer, A, acquisition, C, cost, CAC, customer acquisition cost. And what this tweet was saying, and it said, a high customer acquisition is expensive. Not acquiring new customers is even more expensive. So let me break this down to you into how I interpret this as, right? And so when you're in business and you want to acquire customers, there's no price that should be high to acquire new customers, right? There's no price that should be that you should say, okay, I'm not going to spend this marketing dollar to acquire this customer. Not acquiring new customers is even more expensive, because what does that mean? You're holding on to inventory. What does that mean? You're not actually selling anything. So the act of not acquiring customers is more expensive than the act of actually acquiring customers. Does that make sense? When you have a high customer acquisition cost, you have to determine, well, what's on the other side of this high customer acquisition cost? If I just stop running ads, well, then guess what happens? You're not getting any new customers. You're not acquiring new customers. And not acquiring new customers is even more expensive. And I think that's really important to understand. When you're in the pursuit of, you know, running a company and you're trying to acquire customers and you're spending marketing dollars and you're spending dollars in order to get the sale and you think you're spending too much, well, guess what? What's it going to cost when you stop doing all those activities? It's going to cost even more, because now you have inventory, you have people to pay, you have systems to pay, you have a plethora of different things, and the cost increases, because the only thing that actually brings you in sales is actually selling to customers. And I know that customer acquisition costs may be expensive, but there's opportunity there. Right? There's opportunity to increase the lifetime value of your customer, to find other ways in order to increase the cart value of your customer. And so we have to realize that it is expensive running marketing, it is expensive running ads, but not acquiring new customers is even more expensive. Think about that. Think about that. Yes. And check out some of the other episodes, because I talk about acquiring new customers and how you could do that organic, paid, whatever way, live, whatever way you want to do it. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right,
Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.